This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Jason Benetti. Fun to hear him on the call Friday night when the Spartans and Wolverines met at the Breslin Center. Tiger baseball right around the corner, too. Nice little reminder there. Yeah, it was at Chrysler. I said that, right? Did I say Breslin?
Yeah.
I meant Chrysler.
Oh.
Chrysler.
No.
They play at the Breslin before the season's over. But yes, that was at the Chrysler. The game itself, John, what did you take out of it?
I mean, it was, from a Michigan perspective, it was everything we've come to know and love about this year's team, where there are times that they look really good and get a big lead and then just find a way to not have a second half and lose the lead. It's turnovers. There's a number of different reasons why this happened. I mean, they went absolutely cold, you know, with what, 15 minutes left in the game.
Ice cold. Couldn't buy a three.
Yeah.
Couldn't buy anything, but they, like, 1 of 10, I think, from three to close that game out. Look, to me, it said a lot about MSU that they've done this now, three straight games, closing people out, shutting off their water, I think was one of the lines at the end of that game there. Michigan State went on the road in a big game, and to me, I thought their depth was big, bench scoring, but also late in the game, having that effort, that energy on defense to really shut things down. And I think that Jace Richardson, what he's been able to do over the last 2 to 3 weeks here, he might just be that piece that puts him over the top here. Someone who can create his own shot, who can break down a defense. I mean, hell, he had the first basket to start the game and then stares into the Michigan crowd. And he had the first basket out of the half when they needed to come back. I really have been impressed by him. They're a deep team, but the question is, do they shoot well enough? And do they have a guy who can get a bucket when you need to? He answers both of those things for them. I thought that was super illuminating for Michigan State, because everybody knows they're good. It's just a question of how good. And if he plays that way and they're playing that level of defense and they're making shots, they're absolutely in that picture of teams that can win it all.
Well, and what's fun here is it feels like there's going to be a lot riding on that very final game of the regular season, that there's going to be even more riding on the Big Ten tournament. And it's because Michigan and Michigan State should be the two teams everybody's talking about. I know Wisconsin's in there, and I know Purdue can be in there, but it feels like the cream of the crop is Michigan, Michigan State in Big Ten play.
And you got to see them toe-to-toe. What stood out to you guys? 248-539-9797. And who does it say more about? I mean, was it a cementing of Michigan State's status as the best in the Big Ten and a national title contender? Or does it say more about Michigan that they lost that game at home, that they blew a halftime lead, and that their guards, John, I know that's an area that's really hurt this team. Their guards, you can't get into the paint. You're turning the ball over. I mean, they're not a complete basketball team.
Well, they're not a complete basketball team. And I came at it from a Michigan perspective. From a sports perspective, Michigan State went into Chrysler and they had the better mentality for that matchup.
Mm-hmm.
They had what they needed to go into enemy territory and come away with not just a win, but a decisive win. They came out at the beginning of the game and they set the tone. Now, I know Michigan did get a lead and there was a 16-0 run in there, but Michigan couldn't be consistent enough through 40 minutes to be a team that would win that game. And it's just, Dusty has said it earlier in the season, when you lose leads and you turn the ball over and you can't fix it, I just don't think they're a very tough team.
Maybe it told you more about them then. I mean, you guys let us know. Joe in Grosse Ile. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have to laugh because I feel like I'm going to be an AI version of what Jim Costa just said. It says a lot more about the Spartans. It says a lot more about their depth, especially in the backcourt. Jace Richardson is a star in the making. And when you get ready to play in the tournament, they always say guard play is most important. The Spartans look like they're getting ready to go into the tournament. Michigan is still a load. Those bigs are tough, but when they just can't do it all. And Michigan's got to get more out of their guard play. But I was pleased that the Spartans came up so big in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, I again, the winner, to me, should kind of get the headline. That doesn't mean if you're a Michigan fan, you can't call in and talk about your basketball team. But I think if I was a Spartan fan, I'd go, boy, that answered some of my big concerns for this team. You have to repeat it. But if Trey Holloman's going to hit from deep, right? If your fears hit like a bank shot three, you go, okay. If they can shoot like that on the road, if they can get that performance out of their guards, and I think Richardson's become a really consistent shooter for this team, that's their path. We know they're going to defend. We know they're going to rebound. We know they're going to run. One of my big concerns with them to be a national champion was, could they make enough threes, and do they have guys who can create a shot when they need it at the end of the game? Michigan State, front runners in the Big Ten now. They're the best team in the Big Ten. I expect them to win the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah, and I mean, this was a stretch where they were going to have to be the tougher team.
Yep.
And the mentality that they've had against Purdue. Now they finally got the victory that Izzo needed against Illinois. They put that in the rearview mirror, and then number 13 Purdue, and they took it to them. There was never really a doubt in my mind in that game, and
nope.
They took it to Michigan. Now they got to go on the road to a ranked Maryland. They're going to face Wisconsin at home at the end of the weekend. So yeah, I think this was that opportunity for this Michigan State team to plant their flag. And we talked about it a little bit last week. You asked, what did Stoney and I talk about all last week? We wanted to know who was going to have a better postseason. Was it going to be the Wings? Was it going to be the Pistons? Was it going to be Michigan or Michigan State basketball? And I think Michigan State coming out of the weekend says, I know we just talked about the Pistons,
yeah.
But I think Michigan State is built and they are playing their best basketball. They're building to, I don't even know that they've played their best basketball. They're building to their best basketball right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Wings, I think they're going to get in. We talked about them. If you missed it, rewind chapters, pick the stuff you want. I think the Wings will get in. I don't think they're going to do much. I think the Pistons likely lose in the first round, although I'm intrigued if they get the Knicks. The Spartans are the team most built to go on a run. Now you're kind of grading on a curve though. Because for Michigan State, it's not enough to just get to the Sweet 16, right? The expectations are always so much higher when you have a Hall of Fame coach and it feels like he's got a team that can actually go on a run where the Sweet 16 is where things start.
Right.
And that's
where I kind of felt like that would be the absolute cap for Michigan, where the cap for Michigan State is much more than that.
I do think they can win it all. I don't think they're, the favorite. Auburn's a problem. But
yes.
Michigan State, I think, showed a lot going on the road as a dog, trailing at the half, and just closing that game out with an emphatic victory. 248-539-9797. You guys let us know. Spartans, Wolverines, who did you learn more about? What are your big takeaways from that game? Michigan State, win on the road at Chrysler. Showed me a lot. They shot 40%. We know they're 10 deep. They rolled in there and they got a big win in a big game in the Big Ten title race. And it did alleviate some of the concerns that you may have of the Spartans. Do they have enough shooting? Well, to go on the road and shoot 40% from three, can they close out games? Well, they did it against Purdue. They did it against Michigan. They did it against Illinois. They've done this now for three straight games. To me, it said a lot about the Spartans. I get it if you're a Wolverine fan and you go, yep, we got exposed. I actually learned more about my team. Let us know, 248-539-9797. Texter says, John simply can't say that MSU kicked their ass and is the better team. I think you'd say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they clearly were.
Yeah.
And so...
Are you focused on it from your school's perspective?
Right, from a Michigan perspective. I think we did learn more about Michigan State and the possibilities for them, whether it's the Big Ten tournament, ultimately if they're able to win the Big Ten regular season and the run that they can make in the postseason, because... What we've learned about Michigan, it was only a confirmation.
Yeah.
More than any, you're not learning anything new. What we knew was they could build a lead. they could lose a lead and lose a game.
Seen that plenty.
And they did that on, you know, against Michigan State.
And the question is, well, what's new for State? This Jace Richardson thing is new. He's a freshman. And in the last month here, I think he's really turned the corner. He had 21 points on the road against Michigan. He's had the big 20-point outburst against Oregon when they needed somebody to step up. You look at Michigan State, and I know they had lost that 3 of 4 stretch. Two of them were on the road out west. I really feel like they're settling in and playing their best ball right now. Texter says they're loaded. Izzo loves the coach. Look out Final Four. Michigan State has the best guard play in the nation. Their bigs are serviceable, but guard play will win in March. I feel very confident Izzo will have them ready, as he always does. They feel ready earlier than they normally are. So Spartan fans really feeling it. One texter does say they're weird, though, because this texter says that they're weird, and I don't particularly know if they're good enough most nights shooting to go on a pronounced run. I still think that's a fair critique.
Right. It's going to be about consistency. And going into the game and listening to everybody talk about Michigan State, we talked about it last week, is who's going to be the better shooting team. And they clearly showed that in this matchup, they were the better shooting team. But can they consistently do that when they get into the tournament?
I'm just like, Michigan's been like, I'm totally confident in what I know they are as a team. It's not, they're like the third or fourth best team in the Big Ten. That, look, when they play Purdue and State, like especially the game at Purdue, they scored 64. They scored 62 the other night against State. That's their two lowest point totals of the year. What? Against tough Big Ten competition.
Yep.
That's why they got accused of being soft after the game by some people on social media. The thing is, when they get into the tournament, they won't run into teams like that. And they've got a very fluid offense. And basically, it's going to be, okay, whoever they play figures them out enough in time to win the game, you know, and then Michigan, you know, becomes the turnover machine at the end of the game and blows it. It's like, I just, you know, I still think they could get to the Sweet 16 with the right draw, but for them to make any deep run, I'm not confident. Versus State, I think they showed the other night, if you can get timely shooting as you get deeper into the tournament, that it wouldn't surprise me if they made the Final Four.
Well, they've got about 10 days to find some answers. That's Michigan. And because they're going to play face Nebraska, Rutgers, Illinois. Games that they should win. Now, the Illinois game obviously will be a big game in the Jansen house, but it won't be in terms of the Big Ten standings. And then they play a ranked Maryland team. We just talked about, you know, that's the next opponent for Michigan State. And then they go on the road to East Lansing. And they've got to find a way to minimize turnovers. And if they can get leads in those two big games, how do you hold a lead? How do you seal and finish a game?
They haven't been able to do it all year. How are they going to figure it out now?
Well, that's my point. They've got 10 days to figure it out, and I don't think that they will. That's why Friday night was confirmational. You didn't learn anything new. It just confirmed who they are.
Exactly, yeah.